I'm Lauren Bavis with Side Effects Public Media. Thanks to the Affordable Care Act and expansion of Medicaid in many states, the rate of uninsured Americans has been declining. But a recent report from the Kaiser Family Foundation suggests having health insurance doesn't always mean the care you need will be covered, even if that care is provided in-network. To learn more, I'm joined by Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman. So tell me about this issue of health coverage for people on marketplace plans. What did the folks at the Kaiser Family Foundation set out to find?
Yeah, Lauren. So about 11 million Americans get their health insurance through marketplace plans that are offered on healthcare.gov. It sounds like a lot of people, but it represents only about 3% of people in the U.S., and this report is focused exclusively on them. The authors mined through a trove of federal data, and this is data reported by insurers to the federal government for the year 2020. And they looked specifically at data on claims denials and also appeals.
Claims denials. So that means someone goes to see a doctor or to get some procedure done, and the insurance company denies the claim. They decide they're not going to pay for it.
That's right. And appeals refers to people contesting those denials.
So what did the analysis show?
Well, when they combined all the data from insurers that provided complete data in 2020, they found that about 18% of claims for services provided in-network were denied. That's one in five claims. And that denial rate has held pretty steady for several years. Of course, there are a lot of reasons a claim can be denied, right? So maybe that particular service just isn't covered by your health plan, or maybe it needed prior authorization or a referral and you didn't have that. But the researchers point out these denial rates vary. I mean, if we're looking at the Midwest, several states had above average rates of in-network claims denials, including Indiana, Missouri, Michigan, and Ohio. But it's even more interesting when you drill down to the level of individual health plans. Nationwide, some insurers deny claims at rates of less than 1%. Others are as high as 80%.
Christine, you spoke with Karen Politz. She's a senior fellow with the Kaiser Family Foundation. What did she have to say about this?
Well, she says this data could be used to provide better oversight of health plans and also help consumers.
People might like to know when they're looking at their plan choices, you know, well, this one costs $10 a month more than that one, but this one seems to rarely deny claims, whereas this one seems to frequently deny claims.
That makes sense. Is that what's happening?
Well, not exactly. If you go online to healthcare.gov, this data about which health plans deny claims at higher than average rates, you know, something Politz points out you might want to know when you're picking a plan, it's not there. I mean, shopping around for insurance is daunting. Many people sort plans based on price, and then they choose the cheapest one that they expect might meet their healthcare needs, which is a totally reasonable approach. But you may be getting stuck with a cheaper plan that is also more likely to not pay for the services you need. And that's obviously a problem. But the other perhaps bigger issue, Politz says, this data is only collected by the federal government for marketplace plans. But half of all Americans get their insurance through their employer. And those plans are a black box when it comes to things like how often they deny claims.
What are regulators doing to make sure people aren't unfairly or inappropriately having their claims denied?
Well, I heard back from several Midwest states' departments of insurance, and they said they encourage people to file complaints anytime they have issues with insurers so that they can be aware and investigate when needed. And people should know they have a right to appeal denied claims, and that's true regardless of where you get your health insurance.
Christine, thank you so much for breaking down this really complicated data for us.
Thanks, Lauren. Anytime.